Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
Welcome to the United States of Paranormal Podcast. Sit down and buckle up for an enlightening ride through everything cryptid, creepy, and paranormal.
Hello, all of my paranormal freaks out there. It is I, Golden J, hanging out with...
The Rocker Chick.
And...
J-Dub!
And woo! We are the United States of Paranormal. Wow. And spring is here.
Oh, thank the Lord.
And I'm so excited. Until next week. Yeah. So excited. I wet my plants. No? Oh, come on. I've been working on that all day. That's how I was going to start the show.
And you did.
Okay, fine. No more stupid dad jokes. At least.
For now.
Till tomorrow.
You never know what tomorrow might bring.
Yeah, you have them every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I gotta remember the coffee one. I'll have to work on that. I tried to tell Jamie that one today, and I think I ruined it. So she still laughed, but it wasn't quite
She only laughed so you didn't hurt your feelings.
Oh, probably so. It's don't look at me that way. That's the way. Yeah, she always. She don't want to hurt my feelings.
No.
Don't tell her not to look at you a certain way when you were just giving me the weirdest face, and we couldn't figure out what was going on.
He's in a weird mood today.
Yeah, he was grumpy all day. He has panties out of his butt.
It wasn't.
Oh. So just quiet. Just
oh, hit a nerve.
Cut.
I wasn't grumpy today. Okay. Just couldn't focus properly. Everything was all haywire. It was a mess in my head.
You'll have those days.
Yeah.
I won't pick on you too much then. I'm done.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. It's going to be a boring episode.
Listeners, don't worry. They're going to pick on me. That's what they do. Both of them.
It's what we do.
It's because we love
it. I save it all up. For one day a week.
Really? Really? I doubt that very much. I do believe the weekend had a couple of big slams against me.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. At all.
Apparently you can't come running into the living room butt naked, shaking your ass at her without her making some snide comment.
What was the comment? We got to know.
I don't even remember.
Uh-huh. Good save.
Put it away.
Yeah, can't be done. Makes you feel like you're not very sexy when you come out and you do your sexy moves, and then your wife starts laughing like that.
My husband does that too, and I just go, oh, Lord.
Hey, listen, we're trying to be fun and exciting and a little goofy.
He's adorable.
I just want you all to know, I don't even know what the damn books are that he's listening to, but it's just porn. and he's listening to that, and he comes home, and it's just like, you need to stop listening to those damn books.
You're listening to porn on the clock?
It's not porn. Mm. It is, although there's some points you wonder, but it's not. It's the whole, So if anybody ever listened to A Court of Books and Booze, they covered the Throne of Glass series, which was, you know, kind of a sci-fi fantasy.
Porn.
Shut up. It's not porn. It's not. I mean, there's a. Listen, if you listen to the Court of Books and Booze, they covered The Throne of Glass, which is a sci-fi fantasy series by Sarah Maas. And I enjoyed the whole Throne of Glass, but when they got into, you know, when the characters start fucking, she didn't fucking let it graphic. She was graphic with it. And there's points where I would like fast forward, like, I don't want to fucking listen to this. And seriously, if you're driving along and you're listening to an audiobook and you know that the van has thin walls, and you come up on somebody and you hear, and then I felt his cock inside of me, and you're like, what the fuck?
And you look next to you and the guy's like
it's a little old lady. Oh, you know, yeah. Making the face. So a lot of the times I'll fast forward through it, but it's not porn, Bobby. I swear it's not porn. There is some good porn story.
Okay, all right.
I won't
listen to it because the lady he listens to that reads it, I can't stand it.
So I listened to all of Throne of Glass, and I've listened to The Fourth Wing, which is not Sarah Maas, it's somebody else. And you talk about serious. Nasty, getting down and dirty, talking. Yeah,
Jimmy. Like 50 Shades like of we Grey
went,
shit.
We went clitoris and cock and.
You learn new words.
I learned new words. Never didn't know what a clitoris was for a long, long till I read these books. But I love how he says
read. Mm-hmm. He's not reading the book. He's listening to a lady read the book to him.
You need to start reading books, recording the audio for them.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, I did Fourth Wing. I did the first one in Crescent City, which is back to Moss again. And Skylar told me I have to read this whole fucking Throne of, or what did he got? The ACOTAR series, which is a Court of Throne, or a Court of Thorns and Roses or whatever, that whole series. And so now it's a different person reading these fucking audiobooks, and I don't really care for her as much as the other one. I know you didn't like her, but I'm trying to get through it because it's supposed to line back with the Crescent City because I enjoyed the Crescent City book. So I'm just saying that the storylines are good. Sarah Maas is a very good writer, and I've enjoyed her series that she's put out, except for the sex scenes. They're not really poignant to the fucking story. If you want to say that they fucked and he slammed her and from behind, I mean, I'm okay with all that, but man, getting into some of this graphic stuff.
But that's
is like,
why people read them.
Not me. I wanted the storyline.
Whatever. That's why you got into it. I know you.
Yeah, I got into it for the sex scenes. That's it. And I'm covering it up by the sci-fi storyline.
Okay. It's okay.
But I do listen to lots of podcasts in between. Listening to books, so
true.
How about you guys? You guys been listening to some podcasts other than what's in the Golden Mojo Entertainment Empire?
Nope, only ours.
Only yours.
I've like been kind of scanning through the YouTube stuff and things like that. So
it's ours, J Dub.
Well, you
it
know
is all ours. Everybody, you know what I mean. Everybody is putting in hard work. Into everything that we do and every story and every podcast. And I'm greatly appreciative. I did have a meeting last night with a couple of gentlemen that are going to take the NFL sports talk on starting in August. So it was really cool to sit down with them and kind of hash over some ideas and what they're thinking. And they're definitely thinking right along the same lines as I was thinking. So I'm really excited to see what they come up with as far as what their layout's going to be.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah. So yeah.
So you're still going to do the Chiefs fans or no?
We are still doing the Indiana Chiefs fans, and then we are adding to that. So we'll have a Indiana Chiefs fans and an NFL podcast all in that same grouping there. So it'll all come out in the same deal without adding another podcast per se. We're just adding a podcast to an existing podcast.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
It'll be interesting. It's like adding the other side to Tucson. So, except this will be a little more weekly. This will be every week that they're doing a pod. So, be multiple on one channel.
Very cool. They should be starting right now. I mean, everybody's talking about this.
Yeah, we talked about that. But jumping in right now and then hitting a dead space in the summertime was just didn't seem like the logical way to go. So,
we're excited
about that. Getting our sports network podcast up and rolling, a little growing it a little bit more. So I want to do one thing. If you're not into the banter, check the show notes. It will show you where the actual story starts. I just want to throw that out there. I need to be telling you that at the beginning of, but instead of being, you know, 10 minutes in, but so I apologize. But yeah, check the show notes if you just want to boot up to where the story starts. Second thing is, if you hear grumbling, growling, and weird fucking noises, J-Dub's stomach is going nuts. So she's brewing something in there.
We don't know if it's a fart or if it's a poop, but I am wearing my famous Ain't a Rootin' Just a Tootin' Howdy Fartner shirt today. So you never know.
So, yeah, if you hear weird noises, we're just going to try to work right through it. But we had a weird incident a little bit ago before we started recording. And I'm a little I'm a little weirded out by this thing.
I can tell you were.
Yeah. So in the past, and we've always talked about people who have, you know, we've always talked about people emailing in, and we had this gentleman that emailed us quite a bit a while back, and then he just, you know, things gets busy. We get that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And J-Dub looked at me and said, what is Crispy Tenders up to? And I just looked at her and said, why did that come to your mind?
It just popped up in my head. And you're like looking at me like I had horns growing out. Well, I did before I fixed my hair. Anyways.
I haven't heard from him in months, and he emailed me today.
Which is crazy
that you would bring that up.
Jen had a premonition to ask that question.
The funny thing is I thought of him a couple hours ago, and then when I got here, because I kept telling myself, I can't forget to ask about him. And when I got here, I forgot about it until I sat down. And then I was like that. And then you were like, why? So it was a couple hours ago that it popped in my head.
So when he actually emailed me a couple hours ago.
It must have popped in my head.
She saw it.
She saw it.
Are you on the email?
No. I don't know. No. You never gave me access to any of that stuff.
Oh.
I don't want it though anyway.
Okay.
I want to be surprised when we get these emails.
I get that. So so Crispy Tenders did email today.
And what did he say?
Do you guys want to know? I'll read you the email.
Yeah, hurry up.
Please. Hold it up. Hold it up.
Settle down. Settle down. It says, Golden Jay, my friend, I wanted to write in and say thank you. Me and my wife, Kayla, same name as Logan's lover, have been listening to the podcast for a while. You guys made us both happy when the woman did the Wendigo episode. That's what the woman in a big smiley face. It is really big. Anyways, I'm saying thank you because in the latest Other Side episode, you guys talked about mental health issues. My wife was very recently, as in the past few months, has been diagnosed with anxiety and borderline depression. And have been having panic attacks like crazy. So bad to the point where she starts crying and her legs shake. I personally have never struggled with this stuff, and neither has my wife. It has been a struggle for sure, and to hear my favorite podcast talk about these issues is both comfort and fascinating to hear y'all's story and struggles as well. Keep doing what you're doing and know that your voice and experiences reach people far and wide. My respect and appreciation, Crispy Tenders. P.S. Say hi to the gang for me. I know those women are keeping you in check. So say thank you to Logan for me and my wife as well.
Oh, that's...
That was good.
I love it because he's like drawing from other other things too. But But yeah.
And depression and anxiety are a bitch. That's because, you know, I've been having that pain in my chest that radiates across. I'm being told that it's just anxiety. And it's like, I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah.
So I know. They told me it's either it's a panic attack with anxiety and I have depression. I have all this stuff. And it's just like, that stuff sucks.
Yeah. All I know is to our listeners, talk to people. Let it out. Find somebody to talk to. Don't hold it in.
We are very in tune with it. I mean, you know, we've had people in the family, you know, we talked about this on the other side. We've had people in the family that have not dealt with it well. And, you know, we still feel it. I mean, especially for, I'm going to say just for me, putting myself out there as much as I have in the past couple of years, doing the podcast and really, you know, doing all that and maybe not getting the numbers that, you know, I was hoping we would get. I mean, you know, those things dredge on me. And sometimes I'm not, you know, the best person to be around because I'm stressing about trying to make them better. Plus, I want to make a great podcast that people enjoy. And I, you know, definitely don't want to upset anybody or anything like that along the way, you know.
It happens no matter what
you
do.
You're not going to get by it. But, you know, and the same thing, you try to be respectful and all that stuff. But these things do dredge on you and they do weigh on you. And it is good to talk about them and put it out there. And I emailed him back and I'm like, I'm glad that you guys are going through this together. And she's comfortable enough to open up to him and they understand all this together and they can work through it together because, you know, you see this come along and you worry that people, and I can totally understand it. You're like embarrassed. It's like, oh no, I don't have that problem. And you're embarrassed by it and you don't want people to know about it. And, you know, I think that is the worst thing you can do is to just kind of keep it bottled up inside. You know, let your spouse know about it. Let your partner know about it. And, you know, keep an open mind and you know, when dealing with it, because if you don't deal with it, you know, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. And it could turn very bad. And we don't want that. And like Logan talked about, there are, I don't know that I was going to look it up before I started and I apologize I didn't, but there are hotlines out there. Logan has the Ranger Outreach, which, you know, he started after the Power Ranger gentleman, you know, had committed suicide because of depression and all that. So there are avenues out there, everybody. So please go get the help you need. Don't be embarrassed. Because there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about.
That's why, you know, I always try to be nice to people because you never know what people are going through. Even if they're awful to me, I try really hard to be nice because, like, they could be going through something that they don't know how to handle and everything just upsets them and makes them mad or irritates them and they lash out. So it doesn't always work for me, but I try to be nice all the time.
I'd like to tell you I'm nice to everybody also, but, you know, there's certain things that happen. Jen's ducking her head. Am I ever not nice to you?
You're kind of grumpy today.
I have some.
I don't know. Today was really just a weird day.
I didn't really feel grumpy today.
You were grumpy.
You're grumpy, Gus. It's okay. We love you.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Crispy, thank you so much for the email. And, you know, we got you back. We're rooting for you. So, if you need anything, shout, you know, reach out.
Yeah. I mean, yes, please do.
We can chat via email or however you want to do it.
This isn't a plug for this, but there's this thing called the Shadow Book. And it has all these questions that makes you actually think about the questions. Like, you had to clear your mind and, like, really think about them. I got to page 2, and I'm still trying to think about one of the questions.
Really?
Yeah. But it really makes you dig deep inside your brain, and it goes back and is, like, triggering things from your childhood and Yeah, it's pretty intense. I found it online. One of my friends actually got through the book, and she said it helped her a lot. But I'm on page 2, and I can't.
What is it called again?
Shadow Book?
Shadow Book.
We're going to go see if we can find that and run it and see what we can do with it.
Oh, my God. Make me think. That's, yeah.
Page 2. Page 2.
Page 2. All right. Yeah. So if you, as of today, today is March 13th, and we ran the Arkansas episode. And we do have a couple votes in. Shanna still says, hold my vote for the rocker chick. She actually was in studio when we did that one and emailed while she was still in studio. So she voted for the rocker chick. Woo-hoo. And I do believe Mason sent a vote for the rocker chick. So
she has my vote too.
She's got J-Dub. She's got my vote.
Woohoo.
So you got 4 votes.
Ding, 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 4 ding,
to nothing.
Ding.
Maybe I'll change my vote and vote for myself, but at least I have one.
Whatever.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, so there's just a couple updates on what's been going on around this joint.
Well, that's cool.
Don't forget, Patreon kicking off April 1st.
Woohoo!
You excited?
I am excited.
We have been discussing what we're going to do going forward so that we can still continue to make the Patreon videos for you guys and so on and so forth. We got some really great ideas. I can't wait to get into the the dad joke area. That's going to be a riot.
I got something. I don't think we've talked about this yet. You just got it up, right?
Thank you for noticing.
The new design.
The new design is up, yes.
Woohoo.
What are you going to talk about?
Oh, I'm sorry. The pair of feet. P-A-R-A. Feet.
It's awesome.
The new design for t-shirt, sweatshirt, tank top.
It is on the web store. You can go check it out.
And a rocker chick is hanging out with her beaver out today.
That's right.
I'm a beaver on. I can't be the only one. Come on, guys.
That's what I asked for my anniversary. I said, I want some of the two-sop tank tops, and he picked up.
Nice.
This one. He's like, I had to get you the beaver one. I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah.
I'll wear it.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. That's an amazing design. Esteban does amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out his Instagram in the show notes and go check out. Yeah, his link to his Instagram is in the show notes. So go check it out. Send him some love. He does a great job. Yes. Amazing job.
Yes, he does.
And you can also get him to.
I wonder if my sister's got the beaver on her truck yet.
Is that like a beaver stamp?
She's got like all
a mushroom stamp.
All of the
I know, I love her, man. Her.
Yep.
Well, you should call her and ask her.
I will do that.
You want to call her right now and ask her? Did you put the beaver
did you
on
put
your
the beaver on? No, I'm not putting the beaver on there.
Just, I mean, can you imagine a big mural on the back of that RV? Just that? Just the beaver?
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be pretty amazing. I'm sure it would look great.
It would?
Yeah, no. All right, J-Dub, what do you got for me?
All right, let me ask you this.
Okay. He's so excited.
This is a listener submission.
Oh, God. Okay. I wonder what listener.
Instead of the boos and moans, what would your ghost say?
Oh, that's easy.
What would it say?
My ghost would say, "Will you fucking quit playing with that thing?" I'm talking about the dog. Or my phone. What do you think I was talking about?
What?
The ghost wouldn't say boo. We go, "Jesus, stop playing with that thing." God. No?
Okay.
What?
That went way over my head. I don't know. Wow.
Well, what is your ghost saying to you?
I don't know. I'm thinking. Go ahead. All right.
Mine would be, This house is a prison on planet bullshit in the galaxy of this sucks camel dick.
You had time to think about that.
No, I love Step Brothers. That's my quote from that movie.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Oh, my.
I think mine would say, what?
You should just say what?
Yep.
What?
What?
All I can think of is a minion doing that.
Exactly.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
All right.
That was submitted by Mason.
Yeah, no shit.
Thank you, Mason.
Oh, my. Good old Mason. He gets more shout outs than Logan does. Oh, listen, by the way, Mason, I don't know. I have not. Okay, so, Mason, I have to apologize. We actually talked about coming out to Mothman Festival this year. Because, you know, you sent us the stuff through Facebook that it was coming up in September. We even talked about it, I think, in the Arkansas episode.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I can't go. Every weekend in September, the one weekend that the Mothman Festival is going on, I am booked for a DJ job at a wedding. And I have not booked a shit ton of DJ jobs this year. I think I have three altogether for the whole season. And it just happens that one falls on that fucking weekend. So we are not going to be heading out there. Well, at least me.
Where is it?
In West Virginia.
Yeah, Point Pleasant.
There you go. So,
I just remember driving through it, and I was like, no.
No, not looking. So I just want to throw that out there so you know that we talked about it, and we were planning on it until I looked at my schedule. So sorry about that. But there's always next year.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're ready to get into today's story? J-Dub's cooking in here. Yeah. I mean, we go from 30 degrees to 70 degrees.
Yeah,
it's hard to regulate
crazy.
Hard to regulate the studio temp. So I'm sorry. I turned the fan on, but it just being a lot
loud.
Nice.
Yeah. It's all right.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yeah.
All right. Don't be shocked at this.
What?
But we're doing another road.
Oh.
Yay.
Another road?
I'm stuck. Yeah, I got stuck on cemeteries. Now I'm stuck on roads. So
that's all right.
So we are going to Route 666, also known as the Devil's Highway, the Highway to Hell, or Satan's Highway, a lonely, deserted stretch of road running through almost 200 miles of rugged, sweeping desert wilderness. The road is entirely paved and spans three states, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah. Keep in mind that you're driving in desert-like conditions throughout most of the trip, so be sure to pack cautionary items like extra food and water. Also, keep a keen eye on your gas tank. You can easily drive for 100 miles without passing a single gas station. This trip is not recommended for winter. Elevations up to 9,000 feet, snow, black ice, and the remote nature of the roads are real hazardous.
Dang. You wouldn't think that a 2024, there'd be 100 and some miles without a gas station or a Dollar General, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
I did watch some more recent YouTube videos of people actually driving down the road. And it did look like there was some areas where maybe some people had put up some houses and stuff like that. But it was very empty.
Well, it's a desert, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean...
And there wasn't a lot of traffic on it. So.
Well, yeah. It's like the Autobahn, right? Fucking drop that fucking Lambo out there. And how fun would that be?
So this road was named in 1926.
1926? It was named in 1926.
Route 666 is when it was named that.
The joke behind that is that I'm like, when did they name that like that?
Yeah, so then I'm having to look it up.
You're welcome.
Reading through this last night, and he's like,
asking me all these questions like, God damn it, you're going to do this to me tomorrow.
That's exactly what she said.
Tucked away in the western United States, the highway was renamed U.S. Route 491 in 2003 because in the Book of Revelations, 666 symbolizes the mark of the beast, a prophesied antichrist. The Bible, Revelation 13:18 states, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. The satanic connotation combined with high fatality rates along the New Mexico portion convinced some people that the highway was cursed.
So you're telling me that the highway they call the highway to hell is cursed?
Yeah.
Huh. Bizarre. Just saying.
Throughout the history of the highway, each and every single accident and death was reflected as a situation that occurred because of the evil that was rumored to reside on and around the stretch of road. When the United States renamed the road to U.S. Route 491, because of the fact that individuals no longer experienced the psychological fear that something will happen to them while traveling a highway numbered 666. That was stomach issues. There were some, though, that claimed the number 491 fails to lure the same evil spirits that are said to lurk along the highway in the same manner that the number 666 does. Many consider this unexplained phenomenon quite perplexing. I mean, yeah, if I seen a road that was 666, I would probably stay off of it.
Yeah.
Would you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I drive really fast for that mile when my odometer says 666 on it. Don't you ever do that? You'd be like, oh, fuck, I got to get to the next mile marker.
Pay attention that close.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think this is in my notes, but I do remember reading that the whoever takes care of this road, the state, whatever, they spent a ton of money putting up new signs because they would get stolen all the time. When it was 666.
You realize that United States Paranormal Road sign is 666.
Yeah. Well, that'll get stolen. I really wish I would have printed this bigger. All right. So here are some of the things that you could possibly see on Route 666.
Okay.
Now known as 491. One of the most widespread stories surrounding the unexplained phenomenon of the haunted Highway 666 is a story that covers experiences that involve an ominous black sedan that appears to charge individuals driving on this long stretch of road. Many individuals that have traveled the road have stated that as doing so, they begin to experience an intense degree of fear as the sun sets on the lonely horizon within their view. Once darkness falls on the desolate road, the witnesses claim to see headlights coming up behind them. Despite the fact that they reach high speeds, the car seems to gain on them quickly. Many pull over in order to get out of the way of the dangerously close vehicle. Many witness the vehicle speeding fast past them. Others look up to view the vehicle and discover that there was no vehicle at all. Is this a hallucination induced by the desert, or does Satan truly intimidate travelers in a mysterious black sedan? And the pictures I've seen of it are pretty much what the Supernatural Boys would drive. What is that car?
Oh, man. Logan is screaming at his fucking radio right now.
I can't think of it. But
I can't think of it either.
But yeah.
Is it a Chevelle? It's not a Chevelle. It's a...
Anyways. We'll get emails on that.
Just think hard, Jeremy. Think hard.
Really hard about that.
No, I don't think I
I
She looks at me every time my gut goes.
I hear it in my ears.
Sorry.
It's like right beside me. All right. Now we go to the Hounds of Hell. Many individuals that have traveled the haunted Highway 666 claim to have been subjected to a pack of vicious, threatening dogs. These dogs are often called the Hounds of Hell. The witnesses claim that these supernatural beasts have the capability of running as fast as a vehicle is able to drive, regardless of what speed is reached. These hounds are believed to be responsible for numerous traffic accidents that have occurred on the road and the deaths of those that have lost their lives on the haunted road. Many have expressed the fact that these seemingly supernatural beasts have the power to literally shred tires with their razor-sharp teeth. Many individuals claim that they may jump into the windows of vehicles driving along the road and that they literally attack and maul the individuals in the vehicle.
Damn.
Ew. Yeah, I'd keep my windows rolled up.
You are in the desert.
Close your windows and turn your air on. Come on.
Oh, that sucks. You're just driving along, minding your own business. A fucking dog comes in and mauls you?
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Be like, hi, puppy.
Oh, you're not nice.
Listen. I know for a fact that J-Dub would have treats.
Yeah.
By the way, before we go any farther, it was a 67 Chevy Impala.
Impala. That's it.
Sorry.
Okay. Got that answered. All right. The evil spirit of the semi-truck. Many people have had complications with their vehicles on this haunted highway. Cars are known to overheat and even experience flat tires. Many individuals that have had to pull to the side of the road have reported an evil spirit that drives a semi-truck at extremely high speeds from one end of the road to the other end of the road. Many claim that they have been hit by this truck or come close to being hit. They express the fact that the truck seems to intentionally aim for them. It is believed that the spirit that controls the semi-truck is angry and despises anything that contains life. Jeremy's going to have to cut a lot of laughter out of this one. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeremy. I didn't do it on purpose.
Listen, so if you're listener and you hear these things and I forewarned you prior to the story beginning, J-Dub's stomach is going crazy. But not only that, but the rocker chick's telling you a story about a highway, and all of a sudden you heard like two or three semi-trucks drive by the studio. Like, Jesus. And so, yeah, you get all kinds of sounds on this episode. Yeah. So,
all right.
You're welcome.
This one's called the Pale Spirit. There are many hostile spirits that are said to reside on the haunted highway that is identified by the evil numbers of the beast, 666. There is one spirit that does not seem to be so hostile. The spirit is believed to be that of a young girl that is typically seen standing on the side of the road in a gown that is white in color.
Oh, yeah, white.
While there are no reported cases where the ghost seemed dangerous, individuals claim that she seems unusual. She is said to have a sad, unnerving expression that prompts the concern of any individual that spots her spirit in the desolate desert. When people approach her, it is said that she literally disappears.
Just they try to walk up, make sure she's okay, and poof, she's gone.
Yeah, or stop your car.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She's antisocial.
Absolutely.
I don't like it that I can't see your eyes. Anyways, the next one, which we've talked about before, is the Skinwalkers.
Oh, man.
There are many legends that are a part of the Native American culture. One such legend that the Indians have is about a group of people that have the ability to transition into various types of animals. These people are typically referred to as Skinwalkers. It is believed that medicine men were skinwalkers. Many claim that the spirits of these skinwalkers exist today on Highway 666. It is believed
that they are able to immediately transform into an assortment of animals along the highway and will appear suddenly in front of oncoming traffic. As a result, the vehicle would instantaneously become involved in a potentially fatal accident. Many stories that circulate that pertain to the skinwalkers that are said to be along U.S. Route 491 occur to travelers in an effort to warn them to continue down the road that they cherish as theirs. Many sightings may appear. If the traveler fails to heed to these warnings, it is believed that the evil spirit shaman will appear in the seat of the vehicle, especially the back seat. The purpose of this evil spirit is to obtain the soul of the driver. It is believed that the shaman's magic will result in an accident or other type of situation that takes the life of the driver so that they may immediately gain the person's soul as they transition from the physical world into the spiritual world.
Mm.
Disappearances and time loss. Many individuals that have started down the ominous path identifies as either Highway 666 or U.S. Route 491 now have seemingly disappeared without a trace. In some cases, a vehicle or another part of the person's property have been located. But in other cases, there is no trace of any evidence that indicates that the individual has even been on the road at all. Many that have disappeared for extremely long periods of time have reappeared with no explanation several hours or several days later. These individuals typically have no concept of time and have not felt as if they have been away for very long. In many instances, they have no recollection of the events that have previously transpired. Then there are many that have traveled down the ominous highway and have discovered that they took longer than expected based on the accounts of others and are unable to explain the loss of time. This unexplained phenomenon has happened several times throughout history.
So they're gone for extended amount of period of time, and then but they're not realizing they were gone that long.
Correct.
So it kind of falls into some of the other things that like we see on TV and shit that comes up.
Yep. Wasn't there a story, I think one of you did, where the little kid went out in the woods and was gone for like days and then came back with like
with
stuff,
the flowers
with
yeah
flowers
the
flower and basket. Yeah. he was like, well, I'm only gone for a little bit.
That was the Wendigo episode, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, I don't remember. They all kind of run together.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the Wendigo episode. It was... Oh, hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah. Logan, do you remember?
He would remember.
If he doesn't, he'll find it.
Yeah, you know it. He'll start going through all of them again.
So, individuals that travel this highway often express the fact that there is an immense degree of fear, terror, and evil on the road. Many believe that the number of 666 induces so much evil that it is evident on the road that represents the number. Then there are others that believe the highway was constructed over a burial ground that Indians used when they resided in the area. Many will avoid taking the highway at all costs. This is especially true if there is a full moon and if it is dark outside.
Well, fuck yeah. I don't think you'd want to go down with full moon. I mean, the fucking hellhound dogs would come after you.
Yeah.
There are sacred Native American sites. The 200-mile-long so-called Devil's Highway. It meanders through some of America's most impressive scenery. Passing through Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah, the landscape is breathtaking. Chief among these sites are a pair of Native American sacred sites, Ship Rock, translated as Rock with Wings, in New Mexico, in the Ute Mountains in Colorado. According to Native American legend, Ship Rock was a majestic bird. Ship Rock assisted with the transportation of the Navajo people to their home. After completing the journey, it settled down and became the spectacular feature that we see today. The Navajo have forbidden access to the peak for fear of disturbing the ghost of their ancestors.
Well, that makes sense because isn't there a lot of like a lot of connection between Native American spirits and the skinwalkers?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes,
that would make a lot of sense. That's insane.
So I mean, there are some beautiful sights along there. I mean, if you watch videos of people driving down the road, there are many just, I mean, it's flat desert and then there's this huge rock formation,
right.
You know, so it is very, very pretty. So I have two people's accounts of being on the road. This took me forever. I wanted somebody's, you know.
Yeah, you want firsthand accounts.
Yes,
yeah.
And it took me forever to find anything, but I found two. So this one says, I never saw anything weird, but I felt horrified that whole stretch. I was having panic attacks quite often along that highway. I was constantly afraid that someone wanted to kill me. Then to make things worse, I started having thoughts that I was going insane because I was so scared. I kept having visions of people running me off the road into the canyon. I spent a night at a motel in Green River, Utah. It did not feel well there either. All this creepy feeling didn't go away until I got to about Provo, Utah. Then it gradually subsided, and by the time I got to Idaho, it was gone. As I mentioned, I never saw anything weird or supernatural, but I have driven a lot in my life, and I never have had anything like this happen before.
I mean, paranormal can be just feelings.
Too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then last...
if you're having visions of... If you're driving along and having visions of being run off the road and going into the canyon, I mean, doesn't that scream paranormal?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point...
Paranoia?
That's true.
And then, last but not least, this one kind of got me a little bit. My own personal experience with this haunted destination, not mine, but whoever wrote this, about 20 years ago, we were moving to Las Vegas, Nevada. We were driving two cars at the time. We had decided that we wanted to stop at a Native American flea market that happened to be on Route 666. As we pulled off the exit, we looked up ahead at this intersection, and there was a horrible wreck. I promise there was four fire trucks, seven or eight ambulances, and I could not count the number of police cars. This was before the days of cell phones, so we pulled into a gas station and rolled down our windows just long enough to tell each other that we will just skip the flea market, since that wreck was so bad in blocking the road. It took less than a minute for us to do the exchange of words and pull back on the road, heading back towards the interstate. We looked in the rearview mirror, and there was nothing. There were no fire trucks, no ambulances, or police cars. There was not even a traffic jam. There was no explanation as to why we all saw the wreck and the chaos of rescue vehicles, and in less than a minute, we decided to turn around and leave, and it was completely gone.
Is that a final destination thing?
It could be.
I don't know.
Because that's what that sounds like. It's like they come up on this space and they see all that and they decide to stop and turn around and it's not there. Would that have been their wreck?
Possibly.
Ooh. Ooh.
Or one that was going to happen in, like down the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A premonition that, and that's why they stopped it because they turned around.
Hey, yeah.
You just never know. But that one kind of spooked me out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
Ain't going to the flea market today.
No.
Yeah, but they might have missed out on something really good.
They might have, but.
Crazy.
So that is Route 666, now known as Route 491. And because what? Of Kentucky, I think, was the reason why it got changed to 666. Because they had issues.
Well, Kentucky is the Bible Belt, so, you know, I mean.
No, Kentucky was the reason why they changed it to 666.
Remember? Oh, no. I know we talked about it.
Yeah, it was.
I thought Kentucky was the reason.
Bureaucratic road thing going on. And
yeah, they didn't. Yeah, they'd already had.
Because it messed with their Route 60s, you know. Yeah.
Route 60. Yeah, not. Because Route 666 was. was in some way associated with Route 66, the old famous Route 66, right?
Yeah, it's like the sixth road that was adjoined to it or something. They did it that way. So it's a lot of bureaucratic
bullshit
going on.
There you go. So, and what year did they change it back to 491?
2003. Yep. So that's from 1926 to 2003, they changed it. No. I don't know when that story was written. Okay.
That's fair.
Sorry. That's fair. I don't know what year that story was written, but 20 years ago from whenever there wasn't cell phones. And when it was still called 666.
So. Right. I don't know. How do you feel? How would you feel about driving down that road?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't want to go down at night and not on a full moon, but...
I'd have a few spare gas tanks, like fuel tank, gas cans, whatever they're called, in my car.
It would definitely make me think after,
I'd probably
researching it.
100 mile an hour.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's just open desert, why wouldn't you?
Freak out if I saw a semi or a black car.
I would not.
No shit.
Want to drive a motorcycle through there.
And that's funny because I was watching some videos on it, and that was one of the things. Like, the motorcycles love to go on that road because there are very few vehicles.
Yeah, they can open it up.
And it's wide open.
Hellhound, you're fair game right on top of that motorcycle.
And you're not wrong. But at the same time, I don't know about you. I mean, you said hundreds of miles without a gas station.
Yeah, and
most motorcycles won't go hundreds of miles without a fill up. So you would have to carry spare gas with you if you were riding across there, I would think.
But also, I don't know. Like Jen said, nowadays there might be more.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's always a thing. But I just, in my thought, around 100 miles on my Harley, then I need to go get gas.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's when you say that you're traveling across a desert area where it's hundreds of miles before the next gas station, I'm like, fuck that. I wouldn't ride that on the bike because I wouldn't make it there because I'd run out of gas.
Yeah.
Let alone get jumped by a dog, a mean, mean-ass dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or chased down by a semi.
Yeah.
All I could think about was what was that? What was that? Joyride? Was that Joyride?
Oh, yes, Joyride, yes.
Candy cane.
Between that and Maximum Overdrive, that was all I could think about was the two of those. But
at least it's not got a clown face on it.
Oh, did you see they found that clown face in some junkyard somewhere?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Wow. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Good job.
Yeah, Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I messed up a couple times. Thanks for the glasses.
Hey, you're very welcome. Highways and hotels and cemeteries and you guys are kind of getting into a niche there, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Hey, I did renovations.
You did renovations.
And Celestial Stag.
The old Celestial Stag.
I think my roads are probably done because I think when I did Clinton Road, I pulled a bunch of lists of haunted roads and.
Oh, right.
I went through them and that was the one that had the most. So.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Gotcha.
So we'll
figure
something.
Something new.
You. I'm gonna find a ladybug monster or something.
Yeah, there's a bunch out here.
Do you guys got ladybugs over there?
I had a couple, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
They like your
they
light.
They come alive they do. When it gets warm.
All right, guys, let's get on out of here. Thank you guys, everybody, for listening to United States Paranormal. Of course, we'd love to hear from you, UnitedStatesParanormal@gmail.com. And go check out the new merch, Parafeet.
Yeah.
On the merch store on the website, theunitedstatesparanormal.com. Get yourself there's a unisex t-shirt, tank top, women's tank top, and of course a hoodie. pretty reasonably priced, I got to say. So
cool.
Go check it out. Help support the podcast. And don't forget, the Patreon is coming April 1st. So
woo-hoo.
I will have more update probably on our Facebook page and on in an episode, a couple episodes from this episode. So once we have everything all completely put together and it's launched, then we will continue to tell you about it and put it in our show notes. So, all right, guys. Nice. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
Well, that was weird.
I had something. I don't know.
You have something you want to say?
No.
It's just been a weird day, man. Mm-hmm. It's just been a weird day. All right. Well, keep it spooky. I'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The United States of Paranormal. Check us out at theunitedstatesofparanormal.com or at any other of our social media pages. At Twitter, at TOSOPPOD. At Instagram, at The United States of Paranormal. Or Facebook, at The United States of Paranormal. Or YouTube, at The United States of Paranormal 1795.
Please check out our other podcasts in the Golden Mojo Entertainment Network. The Call Guys, Golden Image Podcast, Indiana Chiefs Fans, The Golden 80s, Murd Nerds, and A Court of Books and Booze.
And if you have a location you would like us to check into or a creepy story that you would love to tell us, please email us at theunitedstatesofparanormal@gmail.com. Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen.